Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic week and ready for another jam-packed episode. Now, I believe that today's episode is probably going to be the biggest game changer for you that I've done yet. Episode number 3 is titled, What is your job title, job description? You see, many of you will describe yourselves as a personal trainer. Many of you will describe yourselves as a physique coach. You might even describe yourself as a fitness entrepreneur or a fitness professional. Whereas you're actually the chief executive or the managing director of your business, your brand. Now, the minute that you understand that you have a position in your business, it will completely transform the way that you see each day. Many of you have very little idea of the responsibilities and roles that you should have every single day, which is the very reason why your business isn't making the progress that you'd like it to do. You see, in the early days, being surrounded by business men, entrepreneurs, I was watching what they were doing, and I was watching who they were turning to, who they were having meetings with, what systems were in place. And I very quickly realized that I had to do the same, especially if I wanted to grow. But even in the early days, I took the responsibility to oversee, to look at my business, to oversee everything and say, what are my roles and responsibilities? And in today's episode, I want to give you a different level of perspective over the roles that you have, what each role can bring to the business, and then also talk to you about a new way that you can actually take control and charge of your day so that your business progresses. Now, chief executive, managing directors, who is beneath them? What positions are below them? Well, in order for a managing director and a chief executive to ensure a business is profitable, there are key elements to the business. Sales, marketing, accounts. In the fitness industry, retention and referral is very, very important. Strategy, planning. Now, a lot of managing directors and chief executives, they do a lot of the strategy, the planning, the big ideas. Now, you have that position as managing director. But how many of you have a sales manager? How many of you have a marketing manager? How many of you have a retention and referral manager? And how many of you are the accounts manager or have an accounts manager? Stop for a second. To the majority of you listening, what you don't realize is that until you have other people doing that for you, that's your role. You are the managing director of your business. You are the sales manager. You're the marketing manager. You're the retention and referral manager. You're the accountant. You're the strategic planner. Now, how many of you wake up every day and acknowledge each part of that job title? I guarantee that the first thing that you do when you wake up is you'll think about how many sessions you've got every day, how much work you've got to do, how many people you've got to get back to. Well, this is the coach's job. This is the trainer's job. And that's what you do. You're the trainer, you're the coach. And you do that every single day, and you train your clients. And you maybe take phone calls from people occasionally that want to engage with you and work with you, and you write programs up and you deliver the programs and you get results. But there's big pieces of the equation that you're missing. When I coach fitness entrepreneurs through the business systems that I put together, I ask them in the morning to have a meeting. And those of you that did message me quite a long time ago and speak to me about my business day, my planning day, you'll know that I talk about the meetings that I have with myself. And I have a sales meeting, a marketing meeting, retention and referral meeting, accounts meeting, and then I have strategic meetings. Now, I don't have to have them every single day, but every single week I review everything. Now, where I'm at in business now, I have a gym manager that actually oversees the operations of the gym and also the finances of the business and deals with a lot of the calls and the day-to-day operations. So that's an operations manager. I actually have a marketing manager and lead generation manager. I have an accounts team. And each and every single one of these at some point during every single week is required to present various information to me so that I can sit and be more strategic and plan and come up with different ideas and operations. And then when I have come up with new ideas or ways that I want things to be done differently, I can then go back to each individual part of the team and tell them exactly what I expect. Now, how does this relate to you? Well, I'm going to go right back 5, 6, 7 years when I was sales, marketing, retention, accounts, and operations. And I would wake up in the morning and I would say to myself, right, how many personal training sessions do I need? How many new people do I need to speak to? How many leads do I need? This was marketing. This was sales. I took the responsibility to take those positions on. So I had the strategy. I'd set out the strategy, what I wanted to accomplish, how many clients I wanted, etc., etc., whether I was going to do some online training, whether it was just personal training, whatever my business model was. That's the strategy. That's the system. And then beneath that, I needed to know how many customers I needed to get into my world, how many conversions I needed to get. And I would sit down and go through that with myself. So when I walked in the gym, I'd know exactly how many people I had to speak to every day. If I was online, I knew how many posts and interaction I'd got to get. And if I'd got to send out emails, how many replies I'd got to get or interaction I'd got to get. So I was working off figures all the time. From an operational perspective, I knew what I needed to do every day in terms of helping my clients get results or whether it was studying more or systems within the business. I needed to stop sometimes from a HR perspective and tell myself where I was going wrong. And then I needed to sit and strategize with the accounts. Was everything going in the right direction? Were there things I needed to do differently? Did I need to go back to the strategist myself again and come up with different ideas, plans, and operations? So what I want this podcast to be for you all is a wake-up call a little bit that you are the managing director or the chief executive of your own business. You are employed by your business and must at all times be aware of the sales position that you hold, the marketing position that you hold, the operational position, the accountancy position, and to be fair, if you have clients, you need to be a retention and referral manager so that at all times you're covering those bases. I'm going to go back to what I said slightly earlier was you see yourself as a personal trainer. You see yourself as the person that's just doing the training. And I question this with you now. If you had more meetings with yourself and wrote down each of the positions that I've laid out in this podcast, would you get more done? If you referred back to you as sales, Are you actively going out there and getting enough work? If you had a meeting with yourself as marketing manager, are you actively doing enough on social media, on the gym floor, with emails, with your website? Are you doing enough to bring in the amount of leads to your business? When it comes to the coaching side of stuff, are you actually having a meeting with yourself and saying, am I doing enough as a coach? Am I actually doing enough at the coalface to ensure I get results, which would ultimately lead to more referrals, which would mean to looking, keeping hold of my clients? So I talked about this, you know, in various different podcasts that I've done. And many of you will not take a kind of different perspective on the role that you hold in your business. And I guarantee that if you did, you would see your business double, treble, even quadruple. Because now you're looking at your business from five different directions, not just one. The one direction is personal training clients every day. The four other directions on side of that is every single thing that would make up the business. I spoke to a trainer recently and said, if you were the managing director of your business, if you were sales, marketing, accounts, retention, operations, coach, which part of those positions would you replace? Would you give yourself a position in your business doing these areas? Now, if you wouldn't, and your skills in sales aren't very good, if your skills in marketing are not very good, if your business is bringing in a reasonable amount of money, could your business improve if you hired in someone? Now, in the early days, I immediately said, could my business improve if I had a PA, a secretary? Could I spend more time working with my clients if somebody was taking calls, somebody was sending out invoices, somebody was replying to emails for me? The answer was 110%. So even after 2 years of opening my first M10, 8-9 years ago, one of my clients became my PA. One of my very close friends just recently has hired his first PA. And the phone call that we had was, oh my God, it's making sales and business decisions a lot easier. It's making people's communication with me so much swifter. It's making my accounts look better because somebody's got the role, the responsibility of doing them regularly. It's making sure that I don't have to spend 2-3 days looking at my figures when they're all pieced together day by day. And what this has enabled him to do, and it enabled me to do, is focus on the key aspects in the growth and development of the business, as opposed to the operations on a day-to-day basis, which takes too much time. And then what you'll notice is that when you realize something as simple as a secretary 3 hours a week, or 2-3 mornings a week, as soon as you realize the effectiveness of that, you'll realize that, okay, well, if I paid somebody to do my accounts, how would that affect the business? But on a week-to-week basis, not just accounts at the end of the quarter or month. Would that be more effective to the business? If you have a secretary or a PA who is bookkeeping or accounts skilled, then you could actually have them take that role on as well. Then you look at things such as marketing. Is it a skill of yours? Is it taking too much time? Would you be in a position where you could actually pay somebody X amount a month to do some marketing for you, or study from somebody that could help you get better at marketing, whilst there is initial outlay, if it enabled you to double your marketing efforts, which would therefore in turn increase lead generation to your business? You either spend a lot of time now procrastinating on it because you can't do it, or investing in it right now so that it doubles and your business will grow. So over the next 4, 5, 6 years, you start to look at building your team. You start to look at building your structure. So I can now look at the business and know that consultations, are carried out at the gym. Accounts, sales, conversions. Marketing is my primary position within my business, and I take that role on day to day. Strategy is my position. Accounts isn't my position. In-house coaching is delivered very much by the team. So, as you can see, there's a lot of operations, a lot of systems been put in place that allow my business to be more effective and allow me more time to grow and develop. With you on a day-to-day basis, what I want you to do from this podcast is realize that you are your managing director. You are your chief executive. And you must look at each of the specific job roles one more time. Sales manager, marketing manager, accounts manager, operations, retention and referral. Strategy is the head of the business, and every day you should look at each one of those areas and say, are they being covered? Because if they're not being covered, I promise you, your business is really missing out. And if they're key areas of all of those that you're not skilled at, and you're placing all your attention on training, I'm going to make your ears prick up right now. You have an opportunity to double, treble, or quadruple your business simply by becoming more efficient at those positions and taking responsibility or bringing people in to run each individual component. I really, really do hope that today has made you open your eyes a little bit more to the fact that you're all running businesses. You are all the head of your business. You're not just a trainer. You're not just a coach. You're the owner of your own brand. And it's the minute that you change from being a trainer to a business owner that your business will grow. Guys, I still have a few more places left on my business seminar on the 17th of February in London. If you're available, head over to m10life.com/education. You'll see all the details there. I will take you through clarity and vision of your business, the roles and responsibilities that you have, how to make systems effective, how to sales, market your business so that you increase in revenue, reputation, and results. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. As always, guys, if it was helpful to you, please do leave me a review on iTunes. Drop me an Instagram message. Drop me an Insta story. The more people we can get on here listening to the podcast and also getting value from the podcast, the better of a difference I can make to my industry and your industry. Guys, have a fantastic day. And as always, thank you for your support. And I'll speak to you soon.